Don't come any closer. Don't come any closer. Stay away from me.
Easy. I won't come any closer until you say so. My name is Samus. I'm an independent bounty hunter. I know the situation here and I know how you must feel. I'm here to secure your safety. May I come closer? What's your role at this facility?
I'm responsible for all operations. My name is Madeline Bergman.
Wait a minute. I met another woman who called herself Madeline Bergman. What's going on here?
What you met was MB. She's an android. She was created with the intellectual data of Mother Brain and consequently developed Mother Brain's consciousness as well.
What?
The Federation's foolish plan. Mother Brain's rampage. Everything that happened here was just as Madeline, or rather MB, had told me. The person who sabotaged the system to stop MB's rampage and sent out the distress call had to be the person standing before me. It had to be Madeline Bergman.
MB was the artificial intelligence originally developed to regenerate and control Space Pirate Special Forces. Because we wanted it to control these Special Forces through telepathy, we were forced to model its infrastructure after Mother Brain. At that time, MB didn't have a human form. Before long, we started to see the viability of creating Metroid clones. Once we did, MB started to take on her current shape.
But why?
Because we needed the first Metroid hatchling to recognize MB as its mother. She had to take on the form of a living thing. With that as our theoretical basis, we were able to create the ideal relationship with the Metroid. One that wasn't based on dominance or control.
I remember the baby hatching before my eyes. When it attacked Mother Brain in order to save me, that was the result of the kind of ideal relationship they were trying to develop with MB. They found the perfect means of control and started propagating Metroids in Sector Zero. At the same time, they were conducting genetic manipulation experiments to create unfreezable Metroids. Apparently, the queen I met earlier was the first of these propagated Metroids to mature. They wanted to preserve her as a control specimen, so they had left her genes unaltered. The fact that she'd grow into a queen was something not even Madeline and her team could have predicted. Only special infants had the genetic coding to become queens.
Once our MB was in a human form, she excelled. As an interface between us and them, her skills with personal interaction humanized her to a great extent.
If my theory is correct, this is going to be a groundbreaking multi-system for artificial intelligence.
Her confidence was unwavering, and her ability to learn was greater than we'd expected, but then she developed emotions. Then a nascent sense of herself. She began asserting her own thoughts and her opinions began to contradict ours. It's quite typical for artificial intelligence to evolve as a result of self-analysis. However, there's no precedent for an AI like MB developing emotions. It's possible that her interactions with the Metroids brought it about, but we don't know for sure.
The newly hatched infant took to her like his mother. And perhaps at that moment, MB began to develop a soul. It was all conjecture, but the idea wouldn't leave my mind.
And that was when we decided to alter her AI program.
A human-like existence, but one without feelings. To make MB less than human, the researchers had to deny her that consciousness. I knew this, but in my heart, I felt sympathy for MB.
On the day we were going to alter MB's program, right before my eyes,
Come on.
I watched her being restrained.
Stop! What are you doing to her?
These orders are from above. Take her away.
Wait!
Madeline!
She reached out to me and asked
me
for help, but there was nothing I could do.
What's happening?
My presence that day caused a disturbing reaction in her. She was fixated on me.
Madeline had taken to calling MB Melissa. She took the initials MB and told the AI they stood for Melissa Bergman.
It looks great on you.
MB liked that name. It made it sound like Madeline was calling her her daughter. Once she felt abandoned and hunted by that same Madeline, MB telepathically commanded the special forces to revolt. The facility fell into complete chaos and suffered widespread damage.
MB was trying to get revenge on the Federation Army and on us. It's possible all humans have become the target of her hatred.
With the space pirates under her control, she was able to propagate the Metroids in Sector Zero, even creating a Queen Metroid. She was well armed and planning her attack on the Galactic Federation. But Adam and I crushed her plan completely. And now, who could guess where she was and what she planned next?
She's backed into a corner. And her hatred is entirely focused on you and me right now.